The day after New Year's Day reception given by Thaddeus Chernick, who was the police commissioner of the city of Philadelphia, was considered by Staff Inspector Peter F. Wall as a lousy idea whose time had unfortunately come. New Year's Eve is not a popular festive occasion so far as the police of Philadelphia are concerned. For one thing, almost no police are free to make merry themselves because they are on duty. On New Year's Eve, all the amateur drunks are out in force, with a lamentable tendency to settle midnight differences of opinion with one form of violence or another, and or to run their automobiles through red lights and into one another, which of course requires the professional services of the police department to put things in order. New Year's Day is worse. Philadelphia greets the New Year with the Mummers Parade down Broad Street. There are massive crowds of people, many of whom have ingested one form of antifreeze or another, to control. Pickpockets and other thieves, who have been anxiously awaiting the chance to ply their trades, come out of the woodwork. For a very long time, the day after New Year's Day was a day on which every police officer who did not absolutely have to be on duty stayed home, slept late, and tried to forget how he had spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. But then, during the reign of Police Commissioner Jerry Carlucci, that all changed. Jerry Carlucci had decided that it behooved him to make some gesture to the senior commanders of the department in token of his appreciation for their faithful service during the past year. He would, he decided, have a commissioner's reception at his home and invite every captain and above in the department. It would have been nice to invite all the white shirts, but there were just too many lieutenants. They would have to wait until they got themselves promoted. Since New Year's Day was out of the question because everybody was working, the day after New Year's Day was selected. By the time Commissioner Chernick had assumed office, following the election of Jerry Carlucci as mayor of the City of Brotherly Love, the commissioner's reception on the day after New Year's Day had become a tradition. The wives, of course, loved it. Because their husbands had been working, they hadn't had the chance to do anything special on New Year's Eve. Now, through the gracious invitation of the commissioner, they had the opportunity to get all dressed up and meet with the other ladies in a pleasant atmosphere. If the senior officers of the Philadelphia Police Department, who had really looked forward to doing nothing more physically exerting than walking from the bedroom to their chair in front of the TV in the living room, didn't like it, too bad. Marriage was a two-way street. It was not too much to ask of a husband that he put on either his best uniform, uniforms were suggested, or his good suit and spend 3 hours in the company of his spiffed-up spouse, who had spent New Year's watching the TV. What wives thought of the affair was not really germane for Staff Inspector Wall, who did not have one, had never had one, and had absolutely no desire to change that situation anytime soon. There was a Mrs. Wall at the reception, however, in the role of wife. She was Mrs. Olga Wall, whose husband was Chief Inspector August Wall, retired. Mrs. Wall had actually said to Staff Inspector Wall, "Peter, if you were married, your wife would be here with you. She would love it." Peter Wall had learned at 12 that debating his mother was a no-win arrangement, so he simply smiled at her. "And you should have worn your uniform," Mrs. Wall went on. "You look so nice in it. Why didn't you?" Wall was wearing a nearly new single-breasted Glen plaid suit, a light blue button-down collar shirt, and a striped necktie his administrative assistant had told him was also worn by members of Her Britannic Majesty's Household Cavalry. He was a pleasant-looking 35-year-old who did not much resemble what comes to mind when the term cop or staff inspector comes up. "It didn't come back from the cleaners." That was not the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Staff Inspector Wall's uniform was hanging in one of his closets. He had bought it when he had been promoted to lieutenant, and the epaulettes were adorned with a golden bar. Now the epaulettes carried the golden oak leaf, like an army major's, of a staff inspector. But the uniform still looked almost brand new. He had seldom worn it as a lieutenant or as a captain, and he rarely wore it now. He had last worn it 6 months before at the inspector's funeral Captain Richard F. Dutch Moffat had earned for himself by getting killed in the line of duty. It would not have bothered Staff Inspector Wall if his uniform remained in his closet, unworn, until the moths ate it down to the last buttonhole.